Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study in Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 56, titled, Discern This Time. This is Pastor Greg, and I would like to invite you to contact us using our email address, bbfohio@protonmail.com, or you can send letters to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. You can also contact us and donate on our website, bbfohio.com, where all of the previously mentioned information can be found. And now we begin with a current events update, and then our study in Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 56, titled, Discern This Time. This is part one of two. Current events update. One, two headline reviews in the news. Number one, Tyrant Biden's unethical vaccine mandate is being challenged across the country. Number one, a Christian medical group confirms that there's no ethical argument for his vaccine mandate. There's no constitutional basis for it either as well, by the way. But a fellow named Jeffrey Barrows is the senior vice president of bioethics and public policy for the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, CMDA. He says, quote, I think it's very difficult to make a good ethical argument for the mandate that President Biden has announced. And there's more in that article, but that's all I'm going to quote him because that's all that needs to be said. Yeah. There is no ethical argument. He says, make a good, well, if it's not good, it's not at all, ethical argument for the mandate. This Barrows actually got the shot, two of them, the two shots. He just doesn't think you should be forced to against your will.
Amen.
And that's all I ask. Y'all want to get shot up? Go right ahead. Just don't try to make me do it. That's all I'm asking. You know. Thankfully, the list of those joining the mandate fight continues to grow. GOP governors vow to fight Biden's vaccine mandate. I am not seeing anything that tells me our GOP governor, Mike DeWine, is going to fight this mandate, which is why he should be primaried. FDA weighs in on vaccines for kids and COVID updates as well. So that all that debate is going on. But here's was the announcement from our Attorney General, David Yost, joins states demanding President Biden drop the vaccine mandate or risk legal action.
Amen.
I believe it's now up to 25. This announcement, there was 24, 24 or 25, whichever. They sent a letter to President Biden, this was Friday, warning that litigation will follow the implementation of the proposed mandate on private sector employees to either get a COVID-19 shot or submit to weekly testing or be fired. There's no constitutional power for the executive branch to order private companies to do anything. The only way they have any power over private companies is if that private company is receiving federal grants or something along those lines, then the Fed can say, well, we'll cut those off if you don't do what we say. That's how they got control of your local schools, for example. They started funneling money into the local schools, and now the local schools are addicted, and they say, well, if you don't do what we say, you'll lose $1 million, and that means they'd have to fire half the teachers and get rid of sports. So they follow along with the federal government. Now, unions, believe it or not, are going, a lot of them anyway, not all, unions are going to fight Biden's vaccine mandate across the country. Workers are quitting or threatening to quit if they're given the mandate to get a shot or work. You know what? Unions are one of those things where people get really hot under the collar. I had a guy in one of the churches I pastored years ago said he wouldn't attend a church if the pastor wasn't against unions. Then you had other people who are in unions.
Yeah.
And my response is that you shouldn't be extreme either way. Unions have been a very important part of our history as workers, protecting workers' rights and such. But it is also true that the majority of the unions, especially the teachers' union, is totally given over to socialism and is the enemy of the people.
Yeah.
So it's according to what union and what the unions are doing. But in this case, we'll take all the help we can get.
Yeah.
It's unions, not, can you hold it to the end there?
I just want you to know there's a group out there, started in Iowa, now it's going into other states, called the Mama Bears.
Yeah.
The Mama Bears are fighting this.
Yeah.
There's
a bunch of other groups. This is a Atlantic, which is very liberal, article. Why America's largest teachers union refuses to support vaccine mandates. So even the NEA, they're not jumping on board with the mandates at this point, as far as we've seen yet. And the reason why is just because a lot of the teachers, evidently, it must be a small majority of the union members don't want the vaccine. And some of them have very good health reasons. But I don't care if your reason is good or not. It's not the government's place to mandate health care.
Amen.
Here's another New York Times story. See you in court. GOP governors express outrage and vow to fight Biden's vaccine requirements. So keep praying and speaking out. If everybody does their part, this thing will go down in flames.
Amen.
It shouldn't even have to take that. It's unconstitutional. We do not elect a emperor, a dictator, or a monarch. He is only head of the executive branch. He is the commander-in-chief of the military when there is a war and when there is a need for that. Otherwise, his power does not stretch into across the street. Doesn't even reach the Senate and the Congress, which is the legislative branch. It doesn't reach into the Supreme Court, which is the judicial branch. We have three co-equal branches of government. The president is no more important than the legislators or Supreme Court justices. They all have their role. But because of the public schools being dumbed down, thanks to the reprobate in hell named Dewey, as we talked about in the Sunday school, John Dewey brought in this socialistic view of the world, dumbing down the students in this country for about 100 years now. And the chickens are coming home to roost. People are ignorant. They don't even know what a president's supposed to do. It's not just the liberals, by the way. I had to tell people this for 4 years when Donald Trump was president. They would complain because Trump wasn't doing this and Trump wasn't doing that. I'm like, he doesn't have the power to do that. The legislature has to pass laws through both houses, Senate and Congress. Then they send it, and the only thing the president has power to do is either sign it or veto it. That's it. And you need to make sure you understand the government God has ordained in this country, and you need to help others understand it. That would solve a lot of this. But keep praying and speaking out. And number two, the Democrat Party continues to serve an antichrist agenda against Israel. Now, there's plenty of rhinos and neocons in the Republican Party who are behind this as well. But the Democrats are in power. And this is a story from BBC. Israel, Gaza, the Democrats' tectonic shift on the conflict, especially compared to what we've seen with the Trump administration. John Zogby, you've heard that name probably, some of you, pollster, says, quote, the shift is dramatic. It's tectonic. Zogby has tracked U.S. views on the Middle East for decades. He says, in particular, younger generations are considerably more sympathetic to the Palestinians.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
The pro-Palestine shift is growing. This is again from the New York Times, who, by the way, have always supported tyrants. The New York Times supported Lenin, Stalin, Hitler. It's all on record. Tensions among Democrats grow over Israel as the left defends Palestinians. By the way, I think the book by Mark Levine about the press, what was it called? The something press. Unfreedom of the Press. You can get all that about the New York Times. I just said it's all documented there. I appreciate him doing the work for me. But and I'm reading his book called American Marxism right now. And if you haven't read that, you need to read it. And if you don't read, well, I can't help you. If you're spending all your time watching the boob tube, I cannot help you. The boob tube is a junk. It's just a sewage now. As far as news, and it's up to you to choose the right shows to watch. But if you're watching any of the news on the boob tube, even Newsmax, OAN, I mean, even them, and what was the other one? The Real America's Voice. Even those, you'll see them putting stuff on there, and you're like, what in the world? I don't care who's doing who in Hollywood. I don't care what the Hollywood nuts are doing. I don't care about their lives. So why, when I turn on some news channel that's supposed to be conservative, do I have to watch that garbage? Why do I care, and why do I need to see that? Because, you know, Americans are like brainwashed, man, and they worship these people. They're just actors, and some of them not good. And yet people follow their lives like you would your children or something. It's just weird. I just had to throw that in there for free. Huh?
I thought that's
what the tabloids. Well, tabloid TV is a thing.
Well,
it's called the news these days, but
it's trickled down too, because we've got, you know, generations of people that came up with that, and they just got it shoved in their face. Hollywood did.
Yeah. You go to the grocery store, you can't go shopping without having soft porn and Hollywood nonsense right there in front of your face, just going to the grocery store. They didn't like me. I was constantly turning their magazines around. Yeah, do it. Do it. I encourage you to do it. And if they say anything to you, say shame on you for putting soft porn and all that crap for these kids to look at.
But be careful, though, because I imagine sometimes the back might not be any better.
Yeah, there were a few times where I had to open it up and put a different page because the back was as bad as the front. You're right. So from New York Times, tensions among Democrats grow over Israel as the left defends the Palestinians. And it goes on to talk about that. Here's Ocasio-Cortez.
Wow.
Submits amendment to block arms sale to Israel. They don't want us to sell arms to Israel. Why? Because they want Israel to be defenseless so they can be destroyed. Israel opposes Biden plan to reopen U.S. Palestinian mission in Jerusalem. If Biden could get away with it, he would move our embassy again. But the next best thing, or next worst thing, if you're not on their team, is to put a consulate or a mission there in Jerusalem. Basically, this close to recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of a Palestinian state. That's what they're doing right there. Thank you, Joe Biden. Here's the bottom line to these. As we see the end times approaching and the Antichrist system being put into place, liberalism, whether it's in the Democrat Party or you're a progressive Republican, or if you're a progressive libertarian, independence, like Bernie Sanders. Liberalism, no matter what team you play for, is the spirit of Antichrist. And that is what is, if you wonder about the world going in the direction it is, setting the stage, it's because these people are under a spiritual deception, and many of them are devil-possessed. And they are working for the devil himself, setting the stage for the man who will be devil incarnate.
Yep. Amen.
Coming soon. All right, Luke 12, we're going to read three verses, verses 54 through 56. And there it is. Make sure it's in there. Jesus has just assured followers that his ministry is one of division. If you didn't get that, go back and study, listen to the previous study. And now we go right into the text in verses 54 to 56. Read that with me. And he said also to the people, when ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower. And so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat. And it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time?
Amen.
Amen? That's a pretty interesting comment there. You ever notice, there it says, he said to the people, ye see a cloud rising out of the west straightway. That's all interesting. I just thought of this as I was reading this. You ever notice that most people are fine talking about the weather, but not about the one in control of the weather? You can talk to anybody about the weather, but as soon as you start talking to them about the Lord, they'll want to turn that conversation off. And I've had this experience many times myself. I'm sure you have too. But it is nice then once in a while. I'm not saying to stop trying. Once in a while, you bring up the weather, talking about the weather, and you say, you know, something along the lines of, according to what the weather is, you know, one of the things is these hurricanes, you know. And I said, well, you know, the Bible talks about hurricanes in being a judgment, so it makes you wonder, you know. I don't really wonder, but I'm hoping it makes them wonder. And it sparks the conversation. Or you can just bring up and say, yes, it's a beautiful day. It just makes you appreciate the wonderful Creator and all that He's done. And you can tell by the response whether they're an atheist who wants to blow you off or somebody who at least believes in God. And so from there you take the conversation, and you always want to try to end up right there at the cross. That's the point of the conversation. But
the election should be decided within the next 2 weeks. Keep it here on Channel 5. We will keep you up to date, where our news is always live, local, and late breaking. And now let's go to the weather with Chip Chiverson. Chip, please tell us you've got some good news for us.
We do have some good news, Hank. We have a jet stream that's reached all the way up to Canada, and it's pushed its way all the way back to us, which means we have some great weather over the next few days. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. We've got some other good news for you, too, Hank.
Nope. What's that?
The good news of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Are you good with me?
Well, that is always good to get good news, and that weather is fantastic news. Thank you, Chip.
Hank, you're avoiding the subject. What do you have to lose besides your pagan lifestyle?
In our next story, it seems that a local man has found a litter of puppies and is looking for a home for them.
It's time for you to come on home too, Hank. Home to the house of the Lord.
I don't know where that came from, but there is a right and a wrong way to do it. Amen. You ever notice that people love to give the weather forecast, but not a prophecy forecast? People will be talking to you, and they'll bring up the weather, and, oh, well, everybody's a weatherman, you know. There's several of us, and I'm one of them. I'm not picking on anybody here. I love to forecast the weather. I think I'm more accurate than your TV meteorologist, by the way. But there are some people, actually, who are not even Christians, who, when you talk about the end times, they just kind of get interested. But see, God doesn't save you with Bible prophecy. So you need to know the one who prophesied if you're going to understand Bible prophecy. Amen. The important thing is first to know Him and have a relationship with Him, and then get to know the intricate details of Bible prophecy. But with that said, Bible prophecy to the thinking man or woman is one of the greatest evidences for the existence of God and the veracity of this book that we call the Bible. I became a Christian partially. There's several different contributing factors. It all came down to I finally had to face the reality. This book is the authority.
Amen.
I came to the conclusion based on, number one, I found Darwinian evolution to be just ridiculous. And I came to a conviction. There had to be a creator. There was a creator. We didn't just get here by a big cosmic accident. I'm going to try to sing the song Wednesday for Jessica, Fairy Tale for Grown-Ups. And that's what that song's all about. And I came to that conclusion. And then also, though, I started looking at Bible prophecy. And only the basics. And when I saw there was way more than that, I thought, this is amazing. Because I had been reading the Quran. I'd picked up the Hindu Bhagavad Gita. I had picked up, I'd been given actually a Book of Mormon and had been trying to read that. That was it's a horrible book. None of those books do that. No book on the planet does that. I looked into the Nostradamus predictions. I mean, first of all, they're as vague and convoluted as anything you ever read. You have to force the interpretation to get what Nostradamus was supposedly predicting. Then there was the psychics or whatever, Gene Dixon. It wasn't even a Christian book. It was a little book I picked up that wasn't even a Christian book. It was just talking about, it was more of a, probably written by an atheist. But he was talking from a scientific perspective how ludicrous these people are. And how they throw 1,000 predictions out there and they get 3 right. And then they act like those are the only 3 they made. You know, I don't care what you're doing. If you're only getting 3 out of 1,000, I mean, actually, I think random chance is better than that. So that's not true with the Bible. Now back to our text here. He's saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing here. He said, you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say there cometh a shower. I've been around people who just never paid attention to this. And, you know, I'd say, look, right there, storm. See that cloud? See how it's building up like that? It's going to be a real storm. The question is it going to hit us? But whoever gets that is going to get a real storm. How do you know this? Well, it just comes natural. Yeah. No, I learned from other people telling me that. I had grandparents and parents and a couple of uncles, you know, and friends who were also kind of... I've always, you know, I used to think I wanted to be a weatherman at one point. It was like sports or weather. Which one do I want to do? I wanted to be a TV script reader. I didn't know at the time all they do is read the script. But that's how it goes when you look at the weather. If let's see, where are we at? I think if you're looking this way, general direction, that's where most of our weather comes from, the west. It goes into verse 55, and when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. So during the summertime, that south wind brings these temperatures like we're going to have today. When the wind comes out of the north, oh, Canada, you know, that nice, cool Canadian air comes down. Now, when there's an upper level disturbance that can produce storms, and you know, I can do the whole get me a green screen there, Jessica.
Mark, he's always all the time telling me about the clouds and
yeah,
what kind of whatever.
It's very, but it's.
The old man was an aviator, and he taught me everything about that stuff.
And let me tell you, it's been one time when I was in youth ministry, they had this outdoor concert. About 150 kids, like 5 or 6 buses, you know, brought them in. Out in the middle of nowhere, kind of like a mini Christian Woodstock, you know. No drugs or sex or anything. But it was neat, and it was really a good time. About an hour into this thing, I looked to the west. I went up to the woman organizing this thing, and I said, there's a serious storm coming. Who told you that? I said, we'll just trust God.
Yeah.
That's the real spiritual thing to do, you know. Yeah. We'll just trust God. I said, well, I trust God is going to bring a real storm here. You know? They saw it coming. They had a little circle of prayer behind the stage with several of the youth ministers and everything. And I went back there with them, but I was like, Lord, open their eyes. That's my prayer. Because, you know, God has set this thing in motion, and you know, you say we have a concert, we don't, but what about the farmers? They need the rain. So you're going to pray that God kills the crops so you can have your concert? No. So anyway, long story short, they waited too long. the kids are all of a sudden cracking lightning and wind starts blowing, and that thing just came in like you wouldn't believe. Kids are screaming, running, you know, getting on the bus. Thankfully, no one was hurt. But Jesus says, he kind of takes for granted here that people actually will look at the sky. Most people I knew today, I know some like in here, there's some they do, but most of the people I know, they don't. And so they're caught off storm. I'm not trying to badmouth anybody, but I mean, over the years, I know several people who are dead because of that. They didn't pay any attention, drove right into a storm, flash flood, sweeps them off, they're gone. We know people this year, people in Jenny's extended family, dead. You got to pay attention. And that Jesus is taking for granted that you will.